Hello and welcome to TXS Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, the ADB has invited advisors to express interest to conduct a project preparation study for a ferry system PPP in the northwest of the Philippines. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Oslo-headquartered Export Finance Norway, which was formed from a merger between former government agencies GIEK and Export Credit Norway, has opened its doors and is fully operational. Saudi Arabia has halted the Ras Al Khair privatisation. The IFC will support Indonesia's express logistics sector, and the US International Development Finance Corporation is to provide $217 million in debt financing for a new 83-megawatt power plant in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Over in the commodity finance space on our essentials news front, Thai agribusiness firm Chariam Pokpham Food subsidiary CPF Investments is out to banks for a $400 million loan. On a third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Rio Tinto has committed $2.4 billion for the Jadar lithium project. LNG shipping specialist Gaslog has entered a heads of agreement with Venice Energy over the supply of a floating storage and regasification unit for an LNG import terminal project in South Australia. And Jervois Mining has raised some 136 million Australian dollars following the completion of an institutional placement and the institutional component of its entitlement offer. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, BAFT, TXF Intelligent and Baker McKenzie have released a report exploring the impending impact the cessation of LIBOR will have on trade finance. And the ICC has announced a number of new appointments to lead the work of its banking commission, including Lin Nig of ING, who becomes new commission chair. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast or on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.